T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Gads, News Radio WRBA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Boy, so much going on today. Thanks again to Brian Kilmeade for popping by a couple of moments ago. He'll be with us tomorrow night, Politics and Pints, presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. And no, there are no tickets left. You can't walk up to the door and get tickets. That's why I've been telling you now for what? Is it 5 years we've been doing? I don't know. However long we've been doing this, is the eighth one we've done. It gets tougher and tougher to get tickets because they sell out quicker and quicker. And we keep moving to bigger venues, and I don't know where we're going to do number nine, but I can almost guarantee if you don't get your tickets when we first announce it, you'll be hearing a message like this. Okay, as you may or may, well, you do know. I was going to say you may or may not know. You know, Mike Dickinson is doing the work, quite frankly, that our legacy news media people no longer want to do. He is doing real, honest-to-goodness citizen journalism. He reminds me every time I read his stuff of Andy Ngo on the national basis, and he is with us every week, and I'm always happy to welcome him here. Mike, thank you for being here.
Always a good time here.
Well, it is. We always love having you on. Now, you have so much. I would leave it to you, but before I allow you to just go where you want to go, can you bring us up to date on the porn candidates?
So, Susanna Gibson, many people in Richmond remember her for her online video performance. She was also the Democratic nominee for a General Assembly seat that David Owen eventually won. During all of her running for office before she lost back in November, we had looked at her paperwork that she had filed, and it was only right here on your show, Jeff, that we brought up some glaring issues and inconsistencies with her paperwork that appeared to be illegal. On her statement of economic interest on February 2nd of last year, one signature appears. On her candidate qualification survey, which she signed on 2/13 in front of a notary, another signature appears. Mm-hmm. One signature appeared just to be like a typical cursive, and the other signature appeared to be just a check mark, just a scribble. So something was weird about that. Luke Rosiak wrote a story about it. We checked into it. I filed a police report in Louisa County back in October to try to get the ball rolling on this and try to get something done. So now, I guess it's 6 months later or 5 months later, I finally yesterday spoke to a detective investigator, Stanton, in Louisa County. Okay. And he informed me that that while the police department investigated this, and Susanna Gibson and her husband and the notary, they all lawyered up.
Oh, wow.
All of them lawyered up. They were less than forthcoming with what they were less than forthcoming with their answers. They lawyered up. They wouldn't cooperate. And they admitted nothing.
You're talking then to the Louisa County Sheriff's Office. What is that detective telling you? I guess this, well, you tell me, is it still an active ongoing case then?
So the detective in Louisa County told me that he has absolutely no doubt that wrongdoing took place. So we know now, based on what the police officer told us, that Susanna Gibson or somebody on her campaign committed perjury and committed a felony, because it says clear as day on those forms, if you look at them on each form, it says it's a felony to misrepresent anything. It's a felony. It says it twice on each form, and they're right at the top of my X page if anybody wants to look or has any doubts about it. Wow. So we know that Susanna Gibson lied. Someone on her campaign lied. So for all of her little trying to rehabilitate her image by dressing like a conservative mom and saying, oh, I'm the victim, she's a liar, and she lied about this. And that's why she won't do any real news interviews about it and only does these softball interviews where she can cry and boohoo and play the victim. So the next step for this now is the detective there in Louisa County told me that they all lawyered up. They won't cooperate. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to just drop the case because he felt strongly that there was wrongdoing that went on. Okay. He took the case to the Commonwealth Attorney there in Louisa County, and the Commonwealth Attorney there in Louisa County, Rusty McGuire, he wasn't really sure what direction to go with it, so he sent it to the Secretary of State of Virginia because they oversee the notaries. Kelly G is her name. She used to be the director of the state lottery. Now she's the Secretary of the State for Virginia.
Right.
She oversees the notaries. So okay. Maybe this notary is going to get in trouble for falsifying a document.
Wow. This is, you know, this could explode in such a way that it's gigantic any way you look at it. And here's the thing, Mike. If, in fact, somebody signed a name they weren't supposed to, or she signed her name differently, if you would just, I guess, just be honest about it and upfront and say, you know what? I thought I was signing this. I signed something else, or that person didn't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I would say that it could probably, in all likelihood, be resolved in a very sort of polite sort of a way. But this sort of behavior just seems, to me, it just seems off the mark. And then when you've got the detective and the Commonwealth's attorney saying, hey, listen, there's something here that's wrong. We just don't know how we should prosecute it on a county level. So now it goes to the Secretary of State. And is this going to be a situation where the Secretary of State says to the notary, hey, this is your livelihood. You lose your notary license. Now your business doing notarizations is done. Do you want to cooperate? Right. I mean, this is how you always get cooperating witnesses. You have something
right
on them and you say, hey, let's be Monty Hall. Let's make a deal. You got somebody bigger.
Well, yes, and in this case, the notary, Donna Martin, that is John David Gibson. That's Susanna Gibson's lawyer husband and Louisa. That's his paralegal. Donna Martin's his paralegal. So, frankly, I mean, all of the cases that he has done could be jeopardized if she's the one handling these cases and she has an integrity issue like this. She could really cost herself a career if she doesn't tell us the truth about what happened.
Wow. All right, so have you been in touch then with the Secretary of State's office, or are you waiting for them to come forward with something?
So I have emailed them. I got this phone call yesterday early afternoon, and I was told by the detective in Louisa County that Louisa County is preparing the case file and all the documents to forward over to the Secretary of State. So, well, we should hear something from them at some point, but, you know, government and law enforcement move slow, so it took them six months to get this answer.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I know you're going to stay on top of that case, and, you know, everybody right about now is talking about Henrico County now that the police chief has come out and at the behest of the Board of Supervisors said, yeah, go ahead and steal whatever you want. We're not doing that sort of stuff anymore. Probably not a surprise given what we've seen with the Commonwealth's attorney, right?
It's not a shocker. Sadly, Henrico County is becoming an extension of the city of Richmond.
Yep.
And the police chief, basically, if you're in Henrico County between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., I think, are the hours, I hope you have a gun to protect yourself, because he has said the police are not responding to many calls to calls during that time involving certain offenses.
Yeah.
Such as loud aggressive parties, or people that are out on the street, or homeless people, or
yep.
people that are out there, any kind of stuff like that, they're not going to respond to it, which is ridiculous. If anything, they need to be going out there and enforcing the law.
Yeah, it's very similar to what they just announced up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Essentially, the
yes.
Pittsburgh police, between, I think it's 3 in the morning and 7 in the morning, forget about it. Good luck to you. They're not going to be available. You're going to be on your own. And man, that it just doesn't inspire a lot of confidence.
It's sad, and it's sad because, you know, Henrico County is full of law-abiding people. But
yep.
it seems like this loud number of small people who hate the police and who hate anything to do with law and order have so much influence now, and they have influence over Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth attorney,
yep.
and they have influence over the Board of Supervisors, Democrats. The Democrats, it's never been an issue, I don't think, Jeff, about the police. It's just the Democrats hate anything to do with law and order and regulation. They want to be able to be arrogant and do what they want to do, just like Susanna Gibson, and they don't want to be questioned on it. They want to be able to do whatever they want to do, whether it's sell weed on the corners, whether it's commit muggings, whether it's lie on forged documents. They want no accountability for their themselves.
I'll tell you what, it does feel like that, and it's going to be interesting. Again, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Henrico County, for the first time in its history, has a 4-1 majority for Democrats, and we're seeing now exactly what that has brought about for Henrico County. I don't know people can get out of there fast enough. There are going to be plenty of businesses that say we're just not going to put up with this, other law-abiding citizens. Well, listen, Mike, I always appreciate you being here. You follow so much, and I want people to follow you, because that's where they're going to see and hear all of your reporting, number one. And where would that be?
It is on X at MikeD4RVA on X. And all the, if you want to go and check out the documents or check out Susanna Gibson's signatures for yourself and play detective, anyone can go on there and look. It's right there posted up. So please go and look, and you'll see that there's something weird going on there.
There is definitely something bizarre. Absolutely. Mike, I appreciate you being here, man. That is Mike Dickinson. Mike is, honest to goodness, a real citizen journalist. I think he is inspired by Andy Ngo. He does a lot of the same sort of exposés, but right here in Central Virginia. We had him first. Mike, I've known for, I don't know, 11 years or something like that. It's an interesting progression for him, because he used to be kind of on the left and has really just found his footing, I think, as a conservative and like a law and order sort of a guy. So it's kind of neat. It is 5:14, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.